Okay, Shalom Aleichem Rabosi. Today's daf is Yuma Daf Chaf Hey, and we're here at the bottom of Chaf Dalet Amud Beis. We're talking about the pious, the lottery that they had done, the lots that they did for different avodas. If you remember, the Mishnah said that we did a lottery for the Trumas Hadeshen. Today's Mishnah is going to talk about, not here, but that on Amud Aleph is going to talk about a different lottery that they did. But we're here a few lines up on Chaf Dalet Amud Beis. Again, today's shiur is B'schus Rav Yerushalayim for Nami Mir, Vashan Rav Karezel, for Shiras Bat Raleah, for Yehoshua Chaim Ben Chana Yehudis, as well as Yudli Nishmas, everybody who was killed, Rachman Al-Tzlan and Meiron, and for everybody who needs Rav Yerushalayim because of that incident. Mitzvah Shem Kosh Baruch should be Menachem us and give us a Yeshua Bekarov. Okay, we're a bunch of lines up here. Mefaisen. We're here, let's say, one, two, three, like six lines up in the middle, right towards the end of these skinny lines. The question here, the Gemara asks, is what were the Kohanim wearing when they did the pious, when they did the lottery? And you'll see what the concern is, why they should be dressed in different things. Rav Nachman, Amar Big Dechol. Rav Nachman says they're wearing, I don't know, jeans and a t-shirt. And Rav Sheshe Zamar, not really. But Rav Sheshe Zamar, Big Day Kodesh. They're wearing the Big Day Kahuna. Rav Nachman, Amar Big Dechol. Why does Rav Nachman say they should be wearing the Big Day Chol? Because the Amar, the Big Day Kodesh, because if they're wearing the Big Day Kahuna, Ika Bali Zeros, the Chamsi V'Avdi. Right, there are people who are Bali Zeros, strong, willed Kohanim that would kind of just run up there and do it on their own. Right? But if they have to take a moment and change, so then obviously we're able to kind of head that off with the pass. Rav Sheshe Zamar, right, again, because the Avoda, that's the Trumas Hadeshen is for sure done in the Big Day Kahuna. And so the question is, what are they wearing during the lottery? So if they have to change, so then, right, Ms. Dama, we're not as afraid that they will come take it by force. Rav Sheshe says Big Day Kodesh. No, they're wearing Big Day Kodesh when they did the lottery, because the Amr is Big Day Chol, because if you tell me that they were doing it the lottery in weekday clothing, so Agav Chavivusa Mikri Vavde, because they'll be so maybe they're so excited to do the Trumas Hadeshen, they'll just run up and do it, and oh man, they were wearing regular weekday clothing, and that would be a problem. Okay, so Amar Rav Nachman, now that Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshe is going to bring proofs for their shitas. I mean, Allah, how do I know that, again, Rav Nachman says they were wearing bidei chol? Ditan, because the Mishnah says, Masrun lechazonim. This Mishnah says that they would give over, the Mishnah in Tamid says that they would give over, after the, and again, this is part of the process, right, of the Trumas Hadeshen, did the lottery, and then after they give the Kohanim, whoever won the lottery, gets given over to the Chazan. Chazan, we know Chazan is someone who leads the davening, but really that it's more accurately in the Gemara language is like a shamish or a gabai. So after they win the lottery, so they give the Kohen to the guy, to the Kohanim, to the other Kohanim that are in charge, like the shamish, the guy in charge of kind of directing things. If I have Mavshitin on son is Big Dayam, and they would take off their clothing. Right, the attendants would take the clothing off, and they would only leave the pants. My love, Ozen Shazachu, the Fias. Doesn't that mean? Aren't we talking about the people who won the lottery? Right, and that means that they have to change in the big day, into the Big Day Kahuna. So that seems to imply that during the lottery they were wearing the Big Day Chol. So Ravuna Bar Yehuda, Rav Sheshes. So Ravuna Bar Yehuda would say in for Rav Sheshes, right? Again, who argues on Rav Nachman. Right, he would say for Rav Sheshes that lo ba'osan shalo zachu b'fayis. No, we're talking about the people who did not win. But i.e. they have to, and what that means is they have to take off the Big Day Kahuna and put on regular Big Godim. And hachinami mistavra, and it makes sense, right? Because these agatay dech ba'osan shalo b'fayis. Because if you're telling me that we're talking about the people who won the lottery to do the Trumas Hadeshen, and now they have to go change into the Big Day Kahuna. So how does that work? Because lo manichin aleim elam mechnasayim belvad. Right? What is this process? They would take off their clothes and they'd only leave their pants on. Right? That seems to imply that they leave the Big Day Chol pants on, and all the other Big Day Kahuna go on, and then they take off the Chol, the regular weekday pants, and put on the Big Day Kahuna pants. But that's a problem, because the Big Day Kahuna pants are supposed to go on first. V'atanya will end in a b'risa. V'nayin shalei hedavar kodeh l'mechnasayim. How do you know that something shouldn't go before the mechnasayim? Right? You put those on first. Tamad omer mechnasayim. You love b'saro. Right? That pasuk teaches me that it goes first. So v'idach, how does Rav Nachman understand the b'risa? I mean, clearly he understood the Mishnah and Tamid. Obviously he understood differently. So he said, I'm a little kasha. There's no problem, because haki katani. This is what it meant to say. While their regular weekday clothes are on, they start wearing right? The mechnasayim, meaning of the kodesh, meaning you're right. In Echanami, you take the bigdei chol off, but what you do is you take the bigdei chol pants off first, and you put the kodesh pants on, and then you take off. Then vahiyu mashitanos on bigdei chol v'lohim anichon elam mechnasayim bilvad. And then you take off all the bigdei chol, and that's what it means. That's where they leave only the holy pants on, meaning where you would take the weekday pants off, put the big day kahuna pants on, take off all the other big day chol, and that's what it means, that they would leave everything but the big day kodesh. I said, and then that works, because you're putting the pants on first, and everything's fine. Okay, so that's Rav Nachman's proof, and Rav Sheshes has his own proof as well. Amar Rav Sheshes, Minamin Allah, how do I know that they were wearing big day kodesh? Instead of bigdei chol, right? That Rav Nachman said there's bigdei chol, but how do you know they're wearing bigdei kodesh during the time of the lottery? The Tanya, like we learned in the Braisa, lishchas hagazis came in besilki gedol lahaisa. They would make the lishchas hagazis, where they would do this lottery, was like a big kind of like a palace. Basilki literally could be basilica or some sort of like kind of I guess basilica has weird connotations now, more like Christian, but it's like a very large room, very nice room in the Beis HaMikdash. Pais b'Mizracha, they did the lottery in the east. V'zaken Yoshev b'Marava, and an older Kohen who was in charge of the lottery would sit in the west, and we'll see why that's important. V'Kohanim mukafim v'omdim kimin v'chuliar, and the Kohanim were standing around in a circle. V'Amamon above v'notam matznefes mirosha, and the guy in charge. Like the guy, like we said before, the gabbai comes and he would take off. And he would take off the hat. That's one of the big day kahuna. He would take off the hat of one of them. And that's kind of like the starting gun, right, for the lottery. Right? We're starting from this guy. And you take off the hat, discussion whether it stayed off or you put it back on, and then that's where it would start. But Lamaisa, right, if you're telling me that they're during the lottery, they're wearing weekday clothing, mitznefes, bigdei chol mi'ika. What are you talking about? How could you take off the mitznefes? Mitznefes is one of the bigdei kahuna. So obviously, according to Rav Sheshes, right, you see that during the lottery, they were wearing the bigdei kahuna. Just quickly, Tosfos just points out, interestingly enough, that the mitznefes is the word used in the Chumash for the hat for the Kohen Gadol, right? The regular Kohanim use what's called the Migbas, right? The hat for the Kohanim, the regular Kohanim is called the Migbas. And Tosfos points out over here that the reason that you have two words in the Chumash is because the hat of the Kohen Gadol is a little different than the hat of the regular Kohen. The hat of the Kohen Gadol was more narrow. It was a bit smaller because the Kohen Gadol had to wear not only tefillin, but also the tzitz. So he needed more room on his forehead. So it was a smaller, more narrow, perhaps, hole. So it's interesting that it says mitznefes over here. Right? Tosfos has an answer. It could be that the Torah calls it one thing and the Chazal just kind of used that, and that's the vernacular. Okay, either way, just to point out that interesting tidbit. All right, so what would Rav Nachman say back to this proof of Rav Sheshes? How could you really have a mitznefes and big day chol? So the Gemara says, you could actually. The Tanya Rav Yehuda, V'Tamer Rav Shmuel Bar Yehuda, Kohen Shasta Lo Imok Sones Ovid Ba Avodas Yochin, that the mothers of the Kohanim used to make them clothing, right, to kind of like show off, personal clothing, not Big Day Kahuna, but like similar, like copycat Big Day Kahuna, like a ripoff, knockoff Big Day Kahuna, and they would walk around in those, and the Chora that he's able to do it in Avodas Yochin, right, which obviously he can't do Avodas in Beis HaMikdash, but he could do some sort of Avodas Yochin in those clothings, right? So we see that that Lamaisa, that there was such a thing as a hat that looked like a mitznefes for the Big Day Chol. Okay, fine. Amar Abayi says, what do you see from this story? You see, it must be that the Lishkas HaGazis, right, where they did this lottery, was, again, like we saw before, split in half. It's not necessarily in reference to the same room, but we saw there are other rooms that were split in half. It was split in half. One side was Kodesh, and one side was Chol. Right? One side was inside the boundaries, quote-unquote, of the Beis HaMikdash, and one of them was technically outside. Right? There was a separation, right, that ran through the middle. Which, we also learned that Shnei Pchasim, Psachim Hayula, and it also must have had two entrances, Echad Pasuach Bakodesh, Echad Pasuach Bachol, and each side, right, the holy, the color side, and the chol side, must have had an exit to Kodosh areas and Chol areas. These Sakatai Dach Kulava Kodesh, because if you would have thought that the whole room was Kodesh, so Zokin Yoshi B'Maracha, you couldn't have a Kohen sit in the Maracha, in the holy area in the base, B'Maracha, in the western side. How could he sit? Hamar said, "Any shiva bazara l'malchay b'istavid b'lad." But the only sitting that could be done in the Azara, in the base of Mikdash proper, were for the kings, right? But no one else. But again, the pasuk says in Shmuel that Vayavu Melech David. I'm just reading Rashi. Vayeshev lifnei Hashem. And again, so you can see that the kings were allowed to sit in the base of Mikdash, but nobody else. So how could the Kohen sit if that part was in the Kodesh? So you needed some room, so part of the room that had to be chol. That had to be non-holy. But if the whole room was chol, was not part of the Beis HaMikdash proper, Pais B'Mizracha, how could you do the lottery in the eastern part of the room? Right, you need to do it in the Beis HaMikdash, as the pasuk says. Right, the whole point of the lottery was to excite the Kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash. So rather, we see from here that Chetzi B'Kodesh V'Chetzi B'Chol, it must have been half and half. And V'Yisach Ataytach Pesach Echad Yishla, if you would have thought there was only one entrance, and it was open to the holy side, right? It was open on the side of the holiness in the Beis HaMikdash, so Zokin Yoshev Ma'arava, you couldn't have a Kohen sit down in the west, because we learned in the Mishnah, Halishchos Habgnuyos Bechol, Upsuchos Lakodesh, if you have rooms that are built in the outside of the Beis HaMikdash, but they open up into the Beis HaMikdash, to the holy parts, so Tochan Kodesh, the inner part of that room is holy. So if you have an exit, right, if you tell me that half the room was outside, if the only exit was towards the Kodesh, the whole thing would have been Kodesh. And similarly, right, if towards the Chol, towards the non-holy side. How, if you tell me that there was only one entrance and it was open on the Chol side, so how could you do the lottery in the east? That's not what we learned in the Mishnah, right? B'nius b'kodesh p'suchim b'chol, the opposite case. If it's built inside in the Beis HaMikdash, if it's in the holy areas in the Azara of the Beis HaMikdash, but it opens up to the outside, so tochan chol, the inner part of that room is not holy, it's chol. So Allah Shmai Minas, it must be that shnei p'suchim ha'yula echa p'such v'kodesh v'echa p'such v'chol. It must be that by definition, again, like what we said, you know, a minute ago, that it was split down the middle and it had two exits. The Chol side had an exit to the Chol, and the Kodesh side had an exit to the Kodesh. Okay. Now, says the Mishnah, new Mishnah, Hapais Hasheni. The second lottery was Mi Shochet, who does the Shechita, Mi Zorek, who does the Zrika, Mi Medashin, Medashin Mizbeach, Hapnimi, who gets to clean out the inner Mizbeach, Mi Medashin is a menorah, who gets to clean out the menorah, Mi Mala Evarim, the Kevesh. And who takes up the Evarim to the Kevesh, to the ramp? Harosh, Varegel, Vashtei Adayim, Haoketz, Varegel, Vachazev, Vagira, Vashtei Defanos, Vakraven, Vasolas, Vachavitin, Vayayin. All that stuff goes up onto the Mizbeach. Just to translate quickly, the head and the leg, the foreleg, right? The Shtei Adayim. The Regel is the back leg. Shtei Adayim are the front legs. Haoketz, that's the tail. The Regel, I guess another tail. Another of the leg, one of the front legs. Hachazai is the breast area of the animal. Vagira is the neck. Shtei defanos is the two sides. Hakravim, the insides. The solas is not part of the animal. That's already a korban mincha, a fine flour. Hachavitin is wafer type avoda, a wafer type korban mincha. Yayin shloshasar and three and the wine for the nesachim. So that's shloshasar kohanim zachubo. That's 13 kohanim in total. Amr ben Azai lefnei Rabbi Kiva. Mishum Rabbi Yeshua. The name of Rabbi Yeshua. Derech hilucho hayakarev or krav. They would bring it up in the manner in which the animal walked, and we're going to see four interpretations, or at least a four-way machlokas, in terms of how they brought the animal up onto the Beis HaMikdash. But it says the Gemara. Ibai Lehud asked the following question. Kishem Mefaisin, when they do this lottery, Lavoda Achaz Mefaisin, Odom Alechol Avoda Vavoda Heim Mefaisin. Did they do a lottery for every single Avoda that we listed in that Mishnah? Or did they do one lottery? And as Rashi explains, they would pick whatever it landed, that guy was first, right? And then the subsequent Avodas, he got to do the Tamid, or the Shech, the Tamid, and then the subsequent Avodas would just go to the people to his right. Right? Again, if you had 30 people, so you end up on the second guy, so then numbers 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, however many you need, right? Those guys would all get to do, right, whatever lined up. So which was it? Did you do one lottery or many lotteries? So Tashma would under Mishnah. Arba paisos hayusham. There were four lotteries. And if you tell me that they did not one for every single avoda, so that was a lot. I said, that's not much more than four. I said, Amar of Nachman bar Yitzchak Hachikamer. So you said, no, really, this is what I meant to say. Arba pamim nichnas lahapis. Right, really, four times they went in to do the lottery, but for each one, each lottery, or each time period when they during the day when they did the lotteries, so that you could understand that maybe they did many lotteries, right? Just four times. So we have no conclusive proof. The Gemara is going to try and prove it from a couple of things, and then we'll get a good answer at the end. Tashma, another proof, perhaps. Bryce says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer lo haya pious lamachta. There was no lottery for the machta. The machta was the pan or the shovel involved in the ketores. Right, there are two people who had to do the ketores: one to shovel the coals, and the other guy who got to take the actual ketores and burn it on the coals. So Rabbi Yehuda says there's no lottery for the shovel part. Right, the one who got to do the shoveling the coals from the mizbeach, right, and then you know kind of taking the coals inside. Elakon shezaka b'ketores. What would happen? The guy who won the lottery for the ketores, he would say to the next guy, right, all right, you're with me, right, and you got to do the shovel thing. So you see that, again, that they did one lottery for multiple tasks within an avoda. So he says, no, shiny machta ketores, techad avodahi. Well, no, that's different because the ketores, right, was one avoda that consisted of two parts. So there, maybe they did a lottery for the two different parts, but maybe if you have many different avodas, then they would do only, right, they would do many, many lotteries. That doesn't prove anything. So you get the Amri, and other people say that the proof was backwards, or the other way. Davka machu ktores, that Rabbi Yehuda said, specifically by the machta and the at the chad avodahi, that it's one avoda, so that you did one lottery. Avashar avodas by pais, but everything else, right, you would do a lottery for every single thing. So then the Gemara says, no, machta itzrichale, no, that's not the proof either, because you needed to teach me that you didn't do a lottery for the shovel part of the ketores. Because al kedai tochamina, you might have thought to say, oh, velo shchicha umatra, since that's not common, right, it wasn't, they didn't do it so often, it was only twice a day, umatra, and tough in Aramaic, it can be a shin, so that should be ma'ashra, right, and it creates somebody to be osher, to be rich, right, it was very, right, sought after to do the ketores was a very sought after avoda. So perhaps nitkin lapayis b'fnei, you could have thought that, oh, since it's not so common and everybody wants to do the ketores, you might have thought to make a lottery for in and of itself just for the coals part. So the kamash malas, therefore, Rabbi Yehuda teaches me that no, you did one lottery for both of them. And finally, tashma with under brisa, right? The Tanya Rabbi Chiya, very straightforward. Lo kol avoda v'avoda mafaisin, you didn't do a lottery for every single part of the avoda. Ella rather the coin shezacha b'talmid. Right, no, you would pick a winner, and then the next 12 guys in line would join him. Therefore, we see from here that that's exactly what they did. Okay. Pais Hashem, he had the second lottery. Now, Yivar Lehuda asked the following question, right? If you notice, the things we mentioned, we didn't mention every single part of the Avodah service, right? There's the Shechita, which is important to just note before we get to the next part, that the Shechita is the only one that's kosher bizarre. That a non-Kohen is allowed to do the Shechita. So that's the only Avodah in this list that's going to be kosher bizarre. So you have the Shechita, you have the Kabbalah, you have to accept and catch the blood in a kli. You have to. There's the Halicha, there's the walking it over to the Mizbeach, and then there's the Zrika. So the Gemara says, Iboy Lehu, I'll ask you like this. Mimekabel, who does the Kabbalah's Hadam? Right, we didn't list. That wasn't in the Mishnah. So Mimekabel, who does the Kabbalah Saddam? Shochet Mekabel? Does the guy doing the Shechting? Does he have, you know, let's say a Kli in his other hand and he catches the blood in the Kli? Because the Imar to Zorik Mekabel, because if you tell me that the guy doing the sprinkling is the one who catches the blood, so Agav Chalivusei lo Mekabel Lekulei Dam. Maybe, since he's so excited to do the Zrika, he's not going to get all the blood. Meaning he'll be like, ah, time for the Zrika, and he'll hold the cup underneath and just and go straight and do the Zrika right away. So we don't want that. Oh, dumb, or maybe you'll tell me that Zorg Mekabel. No. The guy who's doing the Zrika, the guy who's sprinkling on the Mizbeach, he should do the Kabbalah Stam. Because if you tell me the guy doing the Shechita can be Mekabelit, so the problem is that Zinnin the Shechit Zar. Sometimes the guy doing the Shechita won't be a Kohen. Right? For sure, a guy who's not a Kohen can't do the Kabbalah Saddam. So maybe you'll run into that problem that if the guy who's supposed to Shecht is also supposed to catch the blood, well, if the guy who's Shechting is not a Kohen, So that's a big problem. So Tashma, I'll bring you a proof. Ben Katin also Yud Beis Dad Lakiur. Kadesh Yu Yud Beis Echav Akonim Hasukim Batamid. Mekachin Yudayim Veraglaim of Azachas. Ben Katin was a guy. Was a Kohen. Originally, the Kior, the place where they wash themselves, right? They wash the hands and feet. So, in the Beis HaMikdash. So, originally had, I forget if it was one spout or two, but anyway, Ben Katan made 12. So that all 12 Kohanim who were dealing with the Korban Talmud could wash their hands and feet at the same time. And if Yitzhak Adaydach, and if you tell me that Shochet Mekabel, if you tell me that the guy who's doing the Shkita is the guy who is accepting the blood, so then Tleiser Havi, then there are 13. Again, the guy who shechted didn't need to wash himself because, it was kosher if it was not non-kohen, and also therefore it didn't need to be he didn't need to do wash his hands and feet. So if you're adding the guy, if the guy who's doing the shechting also is doing the kabbalah, so he does have to wash his hands and feet. So therefore, you need 13, not 12. So the law shema mina. Therefore, you see that no, it's the guy who's doing the zorik mekabel, the guy who's doing the zrika shema mina. Now, just before you ask me, didn't the Mishnah list 13 Shlosha Asar Kohanim? So again, that's exactly what we said, that the Shochet didn't have to wash his hands. So that's why there were 12. There were 12. That's exactly the point, right? And if he had to do an avoda that you needed to wash your hands for, there would have been 13. But okay, so apparently the guy who's doing the Zrika, he's the one who catches the blood, and obviously he does the Halicha, he carries it over to the Mizbech. Amalei Ravacha, Brei the Rava, the Ravashi, Afan, Namitanina. We also learn Shochet, HaShochet, HaMakabel, HaMakabel, Balo Lizrok, Shema Minah. Right? The guy who's shechting, he does the Shechita, and the guy accepts the blood and then goes to sprinkle. So you see that's the same guy, Shema Minah. Okay. Says the Mishnah now. Right, but as I said for Rabbi Akiva, that what you do is you take the limbs of the animal up the ramp in order of hilucho, in the order of the animal's walking. So Tanur Banan will learn the Braisa, Ketza Derech Hilucho. What is that? Right, what's the order? So the way the animal walks, right? Harosh Varegel, first the head and then the leg. Right, those two go together. The Gemara is going to ask why. Those two go together. Hachazei, the breast, Vehagira, the neck. Ushtei Adayim, the two front legs. Ushtei Defanos, two sides. Hokes, the tail, Varegel, and the remaining back leg. Rabbi Yossi Omer, no. Derech Havshoto, no. Hayakarev. You would bring it the way that it would be stripped. That you would strip the skin of the animal. What's that? So that's Ketza get Derech Havshato. What is that? So Rosh, first the head, the regal, then the back leg. Okay, it's the tail, the regal, and the other leg. Shtei Defanos, the two sides. Shtei Adayim, the four legs. Chazei, the breast, Vagira, and the neck. Rabbi Kiva, Omer, Rabbi Kiva says, no. Derech Nitucho Hayakarev. The way that you would take apart the limbs. Right? The way you would what's the word? Not dice, not shech, not slaughter. Butcher, I guess, is the word. The way you would butcher the animal, I don't know, whatever, I can't think of it. The way you take it apart, right, after it was dead, right, again, you wanted to, you know, take it apart, right? If anybody's prepared chickens for Shabbos, everybody, I'm sure, has their way, where you take the wings or the legs, and then you go in for the, well, you know, everybody has their move. So what is that? Ketza derech nitucho. So it's harosh, the head, the regal, one of the back legs, shtei adayim, the front legs, hachazei, the breast, the agira, the neck, shtei defanos, the sides, the okates, the tail, eve regal, and the last back leg. Rabbi Yosef Aglili, Omer, Rabbi Yosef Aglili says, derech iluyov. Iluyov hayakari. In terms of, in order of quality of meat, how good the pieces were, that's the order it would go up on the Mizbeach. Ketza derech iluyov, what is that? Harosh, the head, v'aregal, again, those two things always go together, and they're always first. Hachazei, the breast, hagira, the neck, shtei defanos, the two sides, okay, it's the tail, the regal, the back leg, shtei adayim, and two front legs. Ay, vaksiv, doesn't the pasuk say, kol netech tov, yerech v'kasev? Doesn't it say, yeah, again, I'm just asking Rabbi Yosef Glili, right, he puts the kasev, the shoulder, or the front leg, and then the leg, and then the back leg. So it doesn't say the opposite, yerech is back leg, and then the kasev, the shoulder. So Gemara says, no, haik v'kusha, that's only with a weak or thin animal, but with a fatty animal, so then the shoulder has the most fat, and that goes first. Amar Rava. Rava says, Bein Tana Didan, Bein Rabbi Yossi, both according to our Tana and according to Rabbi Yossi, Basar Iluya de Bisra Azlina. They go based on, right, the quality of the meat. Mar Azil Basar Ivra de Bisra. Our Tana goes based on Ivra, the Aver, the limb, the Bisra, with the most meat. Umar Azo Basar Shmana, the Bisra. Rabbi Yossi goes after how much fat is on the meat. Again, that's how he determines what the quality of each given piece is. I'm sure if you know someone who's into meat, he could probably weigh in on that discussion, but that's the machlokas. My time, what's the reason? My time is Saka Rega Bahadi Resha. Why does the back leg go with, one of the back legs go with the head? Mishum de Resha Nefishi Beit Samos, because the head is a lot of bones. So therefore, Kreva Rega Behedya, we kind of compensate almost, right? We bring the hind leg with it. The Kuli Alamias Rosh Krev Beresha. Everybody holds that the Rosh, that the head comes first. We know, and how do you know the time yet? Because we learned it right. I mean, I in the Rosh, Vayapadr Shekodim in the Cholevarim. How do you know that the head and the Padr was some of the fats that is inside that go around, I think the stomach, if I'm not mistaken. I'm not sure exactly, but one of the fats that was also brought on the Mizbeach. How do you know that the head and the fats go first? And again, what they would do is, we'll see in a second, that they would then wrap the head in the fats, because otherwise it's kind of unsightly, right, to walk up there with a severed head, right? So they would use the fats to kind of wrap up the shechita area, the neck area. Anyway, how do you know that's first? Tam Loma, the pasuk says, Es Roshov, Es Pidro, Ve'arach. Right, so as it says, that comes first, and then, right, again, the head and the fats, right, and then the arach, right, and then they bring it up, you kind of figure out and you arrange the stuff that's going on. Vidach, Padir Achrina, Lamaya also, aye, but the pasuk says also elsewhere, it says Padir beforehand. Where is that? That's in Rashi, right? So Nesachim Yisaroshu is a Padir. So that's a pasuk that's a few pesukim before. So what does that teach me? Like the Tanya, like we learned in the Brisa, Ketzav Hayosa. What would they do? Again, when he's bringing the heads and the fats and whatever, notice in this a Padir Abes Ashchita. Again, like I mentioned before, he would take the fats around the neck of the animal Umalehu, and he would bring it up on the mizbeach, on the ramp. Vizehu derech covered shalmala, that was much more covetic, right? Again, because you wanted to cover up you don't want to walk up there with a severed head and an open bleeding everywhere. Right? We cover it with the fats, right, to kind of make it more covetic. Okay, shkoyach kol rabosai, we'll go weiter in the Heilige Shas tomorrow. Have a great day or night, depending on where you are listening to this.